I read an interview with yourself in Dublin People last September where you seemed quite bullish about the prospects for road. So what happened so quickly over those few months? And I know it happened to everybody. I mean, a lot of things changed very quickly in the world. But was there something particular to the music industry that affected road, or was it a number of things?
It was just an amalgamation of so many different things, and it happened so rapidly, basically. I mean, the interview in that paper was probably conducted about a month beforehand, so it was already a month old. And then, yeah, I mean, I was still very positive at that stage. Whilst the shop wasn't as busy as it used to be, I kind of always thought that the small shops were the ones that were going to kind of survive, that they would, we have less overheads and that kind of thing, and we can see our way through this. But then things just changed incredibly rapidly, and just with the way people were worried about the recession coming along. I mean, it's been a slow process, which kind of with the digital element of things, that's kind of been much slower, so that hasn't really affected us. It's just like a click of a finger, but the recession did, and because of that, the knock-on effect was, like, I mean, Christmas, most small businesses had a really bad Christmas this year. Generally, a lot of shops, come September, that's all they're gearing towards, and you get your Christmas and you put some money in the bank, and then you can deal with a couple of quiet months. That didn't happen for us this year, hence when January came and when we didn't have a reserve in the bank, so we had no option. I mean, we were left with nothing. We couldn't fill the shop again. It would have been dangerous for her to start borrowing money because, we had no idea whether we were going to see our way out of this. So that's why, I mean, it genuinely did. It was a case of, month by month, we were thinking it's just getting worse and worse, pretty much like every single day.
And when news broke, I mean, you were quite quick to respond to the news, and you posted detailed messages, on the likes of Tumpt, about why. If you wouldn't mind going through some of them again for the clueless readers. One of the first things you mentioned was illegal downloading, and you've just hinted there that that was more of a slower thing. I mean, illegal downloading has been a problem for about 10 years now, give or take. It's difficult to see it being a sudden burst of illegal downloading that was going to be a cause effect. But I suppose a bigger problem is the online below cost sellers that you mentioned, the likes of Play, the likes of Amazon, who have huge warehouses, in faraway lands, and it doesn't cost them as much as it does for you to sell a CD.
Yeah, I mean, both of them probably, I mean, they're two of the slowest reasons. I mean, they've been going on for years, but I mean, they're probably two of the biggest reasons why it all happens. The likes of below cost sellers, it's been a slow thing, but as people slowly cop on and word spreads around, I got this for $9.99 and such and such, and it does have a knock-on effect to us. Same with kind of illegal downloading. That's one of those things where, all it takes is a couple of people, and then suddenly it spreads because people pass on, and then they pass on, and then they're linking to sites and all this kind of thing. So it's not something that just kind of happens overnight. It was always something we thought we could combat because, people, especially people that come in here, they always want a physical thing, and we thought, well, a lot of our customers will admit to actually downloading illegally, but most of it is just simply the sample stuff. That, unfortunately, is beginning to change. I mean, there's still a certain amount of people that want to buy stuff, but there is also an awful lot of people out there who just, they want it all, and they want it all for free, simply as that.
It surprises me, that because to me, music is such a multi-sensory experience. It's not just about listening to music, it's about reading the sleeves, it's about, seeing the artwork. And I would have thought that I would be the typical Road Records customer. And well, fair enough, the online below cost sellers, you still get that experience, but half the fun of buying a record is going in and browsing through other records and finding, the amount of times I've bought records just on the basis of the sleeve cover, or I like the name of the band, without knowing anything about them. You don't get that if you're looking online. It's very a search specific thing. You know exactly what you're looking for, and you get it. So that I suppose you probably see that in lower footfall, is another effect. You don't get people just walking in and say, oh look, I must have a look in there, But of course, with lower footfall comes the fact that rents are increasing at the same time, and your overheads obviously are going up. The less units you shift, the more it's costing you to get them in. So, I mean, that's a much quicker sort of effect. You see the effect of a lower footfall much quicker than sort of the online buying and things like that.
Yeah, we have noticed. I mean, the kind of the footfall thing that kind of was tied in with when, the newspapers were all talking about recession on the way and everything like this was breaking about 5 6 months ago. It was around that time that we kind of noticed there was just less and less people in town. It wasn't just less people coming in here, it was every time we went out anywhere in town, you were kind of noticing that, you know, Saturday afternoons, you know, there's parking spaces outside the shop and there never used to be. The traffic was never as busy. And I really do think that was just, I mean, people were genuinely scared, so people weren't coming into town, they were spending less money. And it hasn't gone back to the way it was originally anymore. I'm not sure whether, you know, illegal downloading has had that has caused that kind of effect. I mean, obviously we've lost a certain amount of customers to it, but you know, I think people are just more cautious with their money. I don't think people have less money, to be honest with you. I just think they're being more cautious with it now.
I was going to say as well, the other thing you mentioned was that it's older people buying, you know, would be the client of Road Records, and the kids are more tech savvy. You know, I can consider myself fairly tech savvy, but I'm a Luddite compared to most. I won't buy an iPod. I don't like the sound quality, that sort of thing. Whereas it doesn't seem to affect the, you know, people maybe even 5 years younger than I am. And even today when I first came in, you know, I would expect to see a 27 to 35 year old in Road. That's what I would expect to see when I come. I wouldn't expect to see a 17 or 18 year old. And has that changed when you first opened? Was it younger people, or was it always a sort of older age group that came into Road?
It was always a more of a mix. I mean, our customer base was probably, has, to be honest with you, has grown up with us. Whilst the kind of customer age group is now, like I would say, between 30 to 45 is our kind of across the board average. When we opened up, they were all kind of mid-20s, maybe mid-30s, so I think a lot of our customers, they've all been very loyal, so hence, you know, they're all 10, 11 years older now as well. When we did open up, and when we used to see a lot more younger people, a lot more kids were coming in, we used to have quite a lot of kids Saturday afternoons would come in and just buy a couple of 7-inches of all things. They weren't buying CDs. But slowly over the years, they have just totally disappeared. And I mean, I couldn't even tell you the last time that I actually have seen a, say, teenager in the shop. It's obviously just the way that they go about either buying music or downloading music. I mean, whilst it affects my business, I mean, you know, that's their decision. That's what they want to do. I mean, obviously, when we were all kids, we were all, you know, copying cassettes and stuff, but we were still out buying music at the same time. So I'm not saying I was any saint when I was that age. I mean, I did something which is quite similar, you know, making mixtapes for people and that kind of thing, which at the time was also, you know, considered illegal. So, but I still went into shops. It was something that I really enjoyed doing. I'd hang out with gangs of other kids and we would go into town, and, you know, I may not have spent an awful lot of money, but I would still go into shops just to hang out in them and just to hear different music. And it was just, it was a scene, it was something to do. And I don't know what kids do. Kids that are mad into music, I mean, they're still out there. People haven't stopped listening to music. That's not the point. I just don't know how they go about it. I think you're right about it. Like, I mean, iPods and stuff. I know a lot of kids who, they don't even listen to, like, let alone a full album. They don't listen to full songs. You know, it's a minute of a song, and that's it. Move on to the next bit. It's their favourite minute in the middle, and they don't want to hear anything else. They have little phones up to their ears with really terrible sound quality, and, you know, it's as simple as that. And I don't think there's anything we can do about it, I'm afraid.
No, it's odd, because, I mean, even when we were making mixtapes, and we've all done it, the goal of the mixtape was to get people listening to the bands you liked, and then they'd go out and buy the albums so that, you know, everyone would get into the bands that you liked. It just seems that albums just aren't of interest to anybody under the age of 25 anymore, and that might be a huge sweeping generalisation, but from what I've seen with Clues, from what I've seen, you know, just over the years, that's where it's going. It's not, like you said, it's not even full songs anymore. It's, they like the intro, they like the end, you know. And, you know, that must kill a record store, because obviously you can't sell music like that.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it has become just a totally disposable thing. It's, you know, it's something you put on, little computer files, you listen to them a few times, you maybe get rid of them, you get a few more, and, you know, I think a lot of, like, music to the really, really young kids is, you know, they're as disposable as ringtones, basically. You know, they have a couple of them on their phone, and then they get a few next week, and then a few the week after. I think half the time they probably don't even know who the artists are. I mean, I remember when we were kids, you know everything about the band, every member's name. excuse me. You knew who produced the album, you knew where it was recorded. That kind of thing is just totally a thing of the past. kind of sad, and I don't really know if things are going to go back to the way they were. I would love to think they do, and I mean, I don't think you're wrong in saying it's a kind of a sweeping statement, because I think it's completely true. And there are kids out there who genuinely do probably love music, but they're a very, very small number.